Time to talk some Oregon hoops. They open the Pac-12 tournament with a very important game tomorrow night in Seattle against Arizona. We're lucky enough to have one of the senior leaders on the line. She landed in Eugene, not so directly, via Melbourne and Fresno State. We welcome in Jacinta Vandenberg. Jacinta, great to get a chance to speak with you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
So you guys just got finished with the shoot-around, prepping for the Wildcats tomorrow. So the regular season, you kind of stubbed your toe a bit, but right now, you and your teammates, what's the mood heading into tomorrow night?
We're super excited. We're ready to go. We're all very optimistic and positive. We definitely think we can make a good run in this tournament.
So I saw that you retweeted something from the Pac-12 Network. And by the way, you could follow Jacinta at Jacinta_15 on Twitter. After Sabrina was named Pac-12 Freshman of the Year, calling her Miss Triple Double, I'm kind of curious, once she committed, arrived here, and you started to play with her, how quickly did you realize she was the real deal and could play at this level?
I think from the first time she stepped on the court, you could tell. Her IQ, it just her passing ability, her scoring ability, the way she plays, everything. You can just tell from when you first got there.
We're talking with Oregon hooper Jacinta Vandenberg. We have Coach Graves on the show quite often. We know his resume, the kind of guy he is. So you transferred here from Fresno the year he was hired. Would I be safe in assuming that his landing this gig was instrumental in your decision?
Yes, definitely. I got in contact with Kelly and the assistant coaches through my assistant at Fresno, and he only had amazing things to say. And when I came up out of my recruiting trip, just the vision that he had and the plans that he was putting in place to get this program to the top was something I really wanted to be a part of.
This past weekend, Senior Day, and we know obviously it's a young team, so it was only a couple of you, but when you consider where you're from, 2 years at Fresno State, the Stanford game, and it's time for the ceremony, and time kind of flies. So what was going through your mind? What kind of emotions were you experiencing on Sunday?
Everything just kind of flew by. And I knew that it was coming, but it just popped up out of nowhere, really. I just took a lot of time on Sunday to reflect on my journey, and especially this team and this season, of how far we've come from our first practice, from our Europe trip, and just how far we can go. And then thinking about the freshmen and just how much they've improved in one season, and just like super excited to see where they're going to go. That's what I thought a lot about on Sunday.
So you've already completed your undergrad. I read Rob Mosley wrote last week about your commitment to the community. You're working at the Mission, and you have a particular soft spot for women and kids. So I'm curious, what drew you to this type of volunteer work, and how rewarding do you find helping those who are less fortunate?
I don't really know what drew me to this field. I've always loved kids, playing with kids, being around, and especially mothers and kids. I love the bond that they have. And so that's why I decided to intern at the Mission, just to get like a different kind of view on what's going on in the community in Eugene. And it's been such an awesome experience. Seeing the work that the Mission does and the help that they're able to give, just been amazing. Like, every step of the way I'm blown away by something new.
Now, you've got the reputation. I think they even give you the Mama Duckling nickname. So as the senior who had the most experience, did you kind of feel a responsibility to step in and, in essence, help guide these seven freshmen to not only from high school to college, but help them along to, you know, this level, one of the great conferences in the country?
Yeah, I definitely did. I've never really been much of a scorer, which Kelly will definitely tell anyone that wants to listen. But I've always been, leadership's always been a strong thing for me, and being there for people and helping people where I think people need help. And so that's just what I've tried to do with Ruthie and Mello. They've been playing so well, just helping them every step of the way. If they've needed guidance with anything, just being there, whatever they need is what I'm trying to do.
We're talking with Oregon's Jacinta Vandenberg. Kind of curious, once the season is over and your collegiate career is done, aspirations-wise, do you want to continue to play professionally? What opportunities might be available to you?
Yeah, I would like to play professionally for a couple of seasons after I'm done. I'm actually a Dutch citizen as well as Australian, so it is a little easier for me to play in Europe somewhere. So that's my plan right now. And then my field of work is really big in New Zealand, so I might look at going to New Zealand and starting a career there.
All right, a couple final thoughts for Jacinta Vandenberg. I mentioned how often we speak with Coach Graves, but I got to ask, be it in games or practice, what is the mistake or misstep that a teammate can make that drives him nuts, where if you or a teammate do it, you know you're going to hear about it?
I think when we're too casual, that's one of his favorite ones. Like, just you're dribbling up or you dribble it off your foot or something, he will tell you you're definitely being too casual. So that's one that we get a lot.
All right, casual. I'll remember that for the next time I talk with him. In closing, about 4 weeks ago, you went to Tucson and beat Arizona at the McHale Center. A year ago, they knocked you out of the Pac-12 tournament. So looking ahead to tomorrow night, how dangerous, what kind of challenges do these Wildcats present for you?
This is a really unique team that we're playing against. They play like Pac-12, kind of like everyone has a big post that's strong and athletic. They have three like smaller athletic posts that they play, and that's something that you don't really see. So it's really whoever shows up on the day and who wants it more, regardless of our opponent. We just know if we play with more grit, with more heart, whatever they do, it's just going to be negated by our want for the win.
All right, well, it's a big one. We wish you good luck, Jacinta. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you spending some time with us here. Good luck tomorrow night. And again, really appreciate you taking some time to join us.
No worries. Thank you.
All right. Take care.